Civic Media brings you MHSAA High School Basketball on WMBL Radio. Our broadcast is brought to you by Fineline Tire, Turkish Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. Now let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Lakeland and Hubble Schools, where tonight the districts continue in boys high school basketball as the Lakeland and Hubble Lakes take on the Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bolts in District 98 semifinal action. My name is Josh Yolotello. Thank you for joining us for high school basketball here on WMPL tonight. The Lakeland and Hubble Lakes advance to tonight's semifinal game by virtue of a quarterfinal victory on Monday against the Chassel Panthers. It was the third time the teams had played this season, and the result for the Lakeland and Hubble Lakes was the same. It was a victory. Coach Brett Poisson said that ball movement key for them in Monday night's win. Everybody got involved, did their role, and that's how they win games. When not everybody is involved, that's when they tend to be easy to stop. So we'll see if they can continue that ball movement here against the Dollar Bay Blue Bolts here tonight. And it's an interesting matchup. And as a matter of fact, the MHSAA mark this as perhaps one of the more competitive brackets in the Division IV area, with 19-2 Dollar Bay, 15-6 Launce, 15-6 Barriga, 7-15 Lakeland and Hubble, and 5-16 Chassel. Now, Dollar Bay won the Copper Mountain Conference Championship. Launce and Barriga finished among the upper half, among a strong group, and in fact, Barriga defeated Dollar Bay by 11 just a little bit ago. Dollar Bay beat Barriga in last season's district final, and the Blue Bolts' only other loss this season was to Division I Marquette. Meanwhile, Launce enjoying their first winning season since 2018-19 and swept Barriga during the regular season. So certainly some interesting storylines to be had here tonight between these squads and the other semifinal game that's happening here tonight. Some of the other finals that occurred on Monday, teams advancing outside of the area: Bark River, Harris, Ironwood over Hancock, Ishpeming beat Manistique, Munising over Mid Penn, North Central took down Kearney NATO, Rapid River over Big Bay, Jeffers with a one-point victory over Calumet 40-39, Houghton 49-48 over Escanaba, and Uintrout Creek had no problem with Watersmead 64-10. Now, plenty of games on the schedule tonight, including Bessemer against Uintrout Creek. That game actually should have started already. I think at 5:30 was the scheduled start time for that game. Westwood takes on Jeffers tonight. Westwood is 21-1 overall. Kingsford is battling Houghton tonight. Again, Launce and Barriga play at 6 o'clock here this evening, with the winner of that game taking on the winner of this game in District 98. North Central will have Crystal Falls Forest Park, West Iron County against Ironwood, Wakefield Marinesco onto Noggin. Just among some of the games that are on the schedule in district basketball here tonight. Now again, Dollar Bay did win the Copper Mountain Conference with a 9-1 conference record, 19-2 overall. Lakeland and Hubble was second to last, 2-8 in conference, and now 8-15 with their victory on a Monday night. But again, when you look back at the Blue Bolt schedule, they've suffered just two losses this season, Barriga and Marquette, but they faced off with Lakeland and Hubble a couple of times and got the better of them. This, however, on their Lakes home court and with the district championship game berth on the line. For Lakeland and Hubble, they won on Monday night despite having lost 4 of 5 games heading into the postseason. Matter of fact, you look at their wins, the last two have come against Chassel. Before that, you've got to go back to a makeup game against Waters Meet, which took place back at the beginning of the month, 70-50. And then you have wins over Hancock, North Central, Jeffers, Uintrout Creek, and Barriga early on in the season. But It was a 7-game losing streak to start the 2026 campaign. So perhaps Coach Poisson has his squad trending in the correct direction. We'll see how all of that shakes out. So again, the winner of tonight's game will take on the winner of Launce and Barriga, and that will be on Friday night. We expect to have that game for you here on WMPL Radio. And the winner of that will go on to the regional semifinal, number 25, which will take place on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. That is set for Houghton High School for that game. So we'll keep you updated on some of those schedules as they unfold. So let's turn our attention a little bit back more towards Monday night and the Lakeland and Hubble victory. It was a big game for Josh Davatilla, leading the Lakes with 29 points, 9 of those from the free throw line on his 9 of 10 free throw stripe effort there for Davatilla. Blake Lebo had 12 points. Bentley Roseman had 10 for the Lakes. Braden Larson led in scoring for the Panthers. Chass with 27. Dane Tarvis had 15. Luke Tarvis had 11 for the Panthers, who saw their season come to a close on Monday night. Now, the Lakes pulled ahead in the third after the teams were as close as 2 at the half, but they pulled away 13-3 scoring there in the third. They opened that up by 10, 45-35, less than 2 to go in the quarter, 48-40 by the time the clock switched to quarter 4. And in the waning minutes of the fourth, Chassel came back within 2, but it was the free throw line, again, where Davatilla was big. Eventually, Lakes winning by 6 points. So that's kind of a breakdown of where things got us to here in this game tonight. I did tell you how the Lakes schedule was heading into tonight's game. Again, it was a big losing streak to start the year, but a couple of victories over Chassel here in the last couple of weeks to push them in the correct direction. For the Blue Bolts, they finished off the season with wins over Lakeland and Hubble and over Ontonagon. A loss to Barriga on the 13th broke a streak. Looks like 12 straight games that dated back to the start of the calendar year. The loss to Marquette on the 2nd of January. Then you didn't see a loss again until the 13th of February against Barriga. And now 2 straight heading into the postseason. So all things to consider as we get ready for district basketball. But that's all regular season. This is the postseason. And things can certainly change as the postseason brings a totally different animal into play. So tonight's broadcast of today's game, it's a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Civic Media. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game may take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and of Civic Media. We'll take a timeout, and your starts to this game, including the starting lineups, national anthem, and more, on the way. It is Lakeland and Hubble Lakes, Tamaracks, Dollar Bay, Tamarack City, Blue Bolts, district basketball, coming up next on WMPL.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life. Pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Gogebic Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogebic.edu and start planning your bold future. Gogebic Community College. Go bold.
At Fine Line Tire, you're more than a customer. You are our guest. Quality tires, expert brake and alignment work, and friendly hometown service. Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where they serve you, the guest.
February is National Bird Feeding Month, and Erickson's has everything you need to feed your feathered friends. Black oil sunflower seeds, mixed wild bird seed, suet cakes, and more. Get 20% off in-stock bird feeders at Erickson's Feed and Seed and Pet Supply in Herrentown.
All right, as we get ready for basketball here tonight, our national anthem will start things off here for tonight's game as Dollar Bay and Lakeland and square off in basketball.
Stripes and bright
Star Spangled Banner, of course, getting us started for tonight's festivities and the starting lineups getting ready to be announced here as well. And I do believe they will alternate the starters. They usually do, anyway. We'll see if we get that for us here. Again, head coach of the Lakeland and Hubble Lakes is Brett Poissant. They'll be wearing the white uniforms here tonight with the navy blue numerals, Lakes across the front, some gold trim. For the Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bolts, Jesse Kentala is the head coach. He is assisted by Wayne Lytle, Adam Luca, Brendan LeClaire, and Eddie Brecht. Blue Bolts will be wearing the blue uniforms. They will have white numerals, white trim going down the sides, some red piping there as well. And again, starting lineups being alternated here back and forth between teams as they typically do in the postseason, as opposed to going one team at a time. And let's get to the visitors for Dollar Bay Tamarack City here. They will start number one, Caleb Kentala. He is a senior. Also starting number two, Baron Colbert. And he is a junior. Number 13 is Noah Turtelot. He's a freshman. And starting as well is number 20, Liam Turtelot, a senior. And freshman number 23 is Taylor Yaney. For Lakeland and Hubble, they will start number 0, Blake Lebo. He is a sophomore. Number 5, Bodie Fortin, is a freshman. Number 12, Tobin Berry, a sophomore. Number 23, Charlie Hainault, another sophomore. And junior Josh Davitola, wearing number 24 for Lakeland and Hubble, who will jump center against Colbert. And the opening tip will go to the way of the Blue Bolts. We are officially underway here on courtside. Lakeland and Hubble schools. District basketball underway here for you. Getting into the lane. Dollar Bay gets it outside. This is Kentala for a long shot that is put up and through by Liam Turtelot. First points of the game come from distance from the visitors. And an early 3-0 advantage for Dollar Bay. It's high school basketball on WMPL. District semifinal number, District 98. As Davitola goes to the dribble. Pull up from the top of the key there is no good from Blake Lebo. And the rebound taken by Tyler Yaney. And it's Liam Turtelot bringing it down the floor all the way, coast to coast. A little too strong off the back iron. Rebound goes all the way back outside. Turtelot gets it there. Colbert into the corner. Yaney drives to the basket. Can't get the bucket, and rebound taken there by Tobin Berry. Pushed ahead, Blake Lebo. Lebo, they work it around. It's stolen away by Turtelot. Turtelot's going to take it all the way for the layup off the right side, and it's good. 5-0 early advantage for Dollar Bay. Little pull-up jump shot, free throw line area there. Davitola is no good. Rebound taken by Turtelot. Looking down low, finds a wide open player. No foul called to the contact there as Noah Turtelot was contacted underneath. Going all the way the other way. Lebo gets blocked and gets it back outside. Swung over for Berry. Berry has to get it back for Bodie Fortin. Fortin trips a little bit. Able to get it for Davitola, who gets blocked with authority by Tyler Yaney. All the way back down. Kentala bounce pass. Noah Turtelot underneath. Gets the bucket for the Bolts. And it's a touchdown lead here for the school that doesn't sponsor a football program, Dollar Bay Tamarack City. 7-0 edge. Davitola goes to the baseline. It's taken away by Kentala, who gets bumped right across on the sideline there in front of the Dollar Bay bench. First foul of the game is called against Bodie Fortin. A little over 2 minutes gone here in our first quarter. Lakes have not broken through on the scoreboard just yet. 7-0 here as Kentala and Turtelot working it outside. The pair of seniors starting for their team. Liam Turtelot, left-hand dribble, jump stop there, has to go cross-court, finds Colbert underneath, nearly dunks it in, and Baron Colbert with a two, and a timeout taken by Coach Brett Poisson as his team has fallen behind. I guess we are not having a timeout. They thought there was a timeout called, but not the case. 9-0 lead for Dollar Bay. Three different players getting involved in the scoring here already for the Bolts. As Davitolo will pass off to his left. And working down low. Turnaround jump shot. In and out, no good. Rebound taken by the Bolts as Lebo's jumper was off target. Colbert looking underneath for Noah Turtelot. And a little too far for his intended receiver. Goes out of bounds. Lakes basketball. Blake Lebo works it across the timeline here as we get under 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. For Davitolo, looks down low, finds an open player, pump fake, got the defender in the air, but no shot was available, and the pass was stolen away. Looking for Bentley Rosman. Here's the play for Turtelot into the corner, right in front of his opponent's bench. Colbert through the legs. Now for Kentala. Wide open for three. It is good. Caleb Kentala makes it an even dozen to start this game off. And now Coach Poisson will take the timeout. It is 12-0. Dollar Bay, Tamarack City has the lead as we approach the halfway mark of quarter one. 4:24 to go. 12-0 your score. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. This is High School District Basketball on WMPL.
Why shop at Kirkish Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkish Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkish has it. Kirkish has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkish Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
Well, it's a hot start here for the top-seeded 19-2 Dollar Bay Tamarack City Blue Bolts here as they have opened up a 12-0 first-quarter advantage on Lake Linden here in this contest. The Lakes have fallen to the Blue Bolts in both games they played in the regular season. There's work to do here to get themselves back in. Still a lot of time to play, though, as Josh Davitolo working with the basketball for the home squad. Lebo back off to the right side into the far corner. New player in. I don't have a 21 on my roster. As it's taken away, and Kentala all the way to the basket for the layup off the left side. And it's 14-0. Round the back, Bodie Fortin tries the handoff. He's hounded by defenders. Eventually into the corner. Three-point shot up and no good. Rebound taken by Liam Turtelot. Turtelot going to race it all the way down the floor. Tries to go to the basket. Dumps off for Yaney. And a two-pointer good there. All five starters for Dollar Bay have scored. And we've got 3.5 to go in the first quarter. 16-0 edge. Fortin for Davitolo. Davitolo pull up from the elbow is good. And finally, the Lakes break through here, and we'll see if the floodgates can open for Lakeland and Hubble Lakes. 16-2. All you need to do is see the first one go in. Shot up is no good. Rebounded, though, underneath by Yaney, who gets fouled in the play. And it will be a shooting foul here called on number 13, Bentley Rosman. So Tyler Yaney will go to the free throw line here. Back irons that free throw. Second one to come up here. Yaney. Second free throw, also off target, rebound, out of bounds, and right off of the crowd, Mike. Man down not the worst fall that microphone's taken this year. Under 3 minutes to go. 16-2 remains the score. Lakes able to maintain the basketball all the way down for a bounce pass baseline. Jump shot is good for Bodie Fortin. Quickly down the other end. Here comes Dollar Bay into the lane. Turtle lot. Little Euro step there for two. And up to seven now for the senior, number 20, Liam Turtle. Davatilla gets into the lane, has it stripped away by Kentilla. Caleb Kentilla breaking through to the back, up and one. And Caleb Kentilla will try to finish off a three-point play here. He's got a three, and he's got two layups. And we'll see now as we have another team timeout taken by Lakeland and Hubble. It's only a 30-second timeout, so we'll hold this one here. As again, we'll carry the district final coming up on Friday here on WMPL Radio. Tomorrow night, there'll be Michigan Tech basketball wrapping up the regular season home schedule this weekend against Parkside and Roosevelt. High school hockey tonight, Houghton and Calumet in the regional final at Michigan Tech's Student Development Complex at John McInnes Student Ice Arena. Husky hockey this weekend will be there as well, taking on Bowling Green, their final home series of the regular season. As Kentilla makes the free throw to complete the three-point play, and it's a 21-4 edge with 2:14 and counting here in the first. Josh Davatilla working around to the far edge, where it's now brought back all the way to the top for Lebo. And Davatilla gets blocked. I think Yaney got a piece of that. Colbert coming all the way down the other end. Smartly works it back outside. Taken by Yaney all the way to the rack. Just a little short rebound taken by the Lakes. Davatilla working with Lebo right in front of Kentilla and the Blue Bolts bench. Shot up is wide right. Rebound to the floor. Taken back by Lebo. Put back. No good. Rebound scurried away here by Caleb Kentilla. Loses it. He was going to travel, so he had to go somewhere. Thought a player was off to his left. Not so. Taken back by the Lakes. Some frantic action going on down there. And out of bounds. Last touched by who? Last touched by Dollar Bay. Good call on the far end. I can't see a great view of it, but definitely looked like it was thrown off of a Dollar Bay player. Pull-up jump shot. Davatilla can't get it. And a rebound collected again by Yaney. The freshman, number 23, Tyler Yaney. Bit of a wrap on his right wrist, but been effective on the glass here so far. And down low, wide open for another deuce. Tyler Yaney. Dollar Bay looking to run away and hide. They've got a 23-4 lead here in quarter one. Bodie Fortin. This is for Rosman. More action around the top there. Nearly stolen away, and now a foul is going to be called here against Dollar Bay. They were looking for a tied up basketball and a jump ball, but not the call. And it stays with the Lakes after the first foul called on Liam Turtelot. Fortin off into the corner, gets it back. Now to the top, swung all the way back around Lebo. Nearly into the Blue Bolts bench again. Down at 15, counting, still going here. Lakes trying to come up with something here to cut into that deficit as we approach the end of the first. Three-point shot up and no good. Rebound, Davatilla had a chance on the Rosman three. Now here's Colbert, layup at the buzzer is good. All the way, and not rushing it, not panicking, was Baron Colbert, and a 25-4 lead after one quarter of play. Dollar Bay's got the advantage. We'll step aside for this quarter timeout. You're listening to District 98 Boys High School Basketball on WMPO.
At Superior National Bank, our number one priority is making sure our customers have a superior experience every time they bank with us. That's why we have a variety of excellent checking accounts to fit your banking needs. Every new checking account comes...
Yeah, it looks good.
...with Superior National's online banking portal. Come see why our community has trusted us with their banking needs for over 130 years. Superior National Bank, member FDIC, and always a superior experience.
Racing across the Keweenaw, it's the Copper Dog 150 coming soon. In areas without cell service like Copper Harbor, you'll find Pastinet Wi-Fi free during the Copper Dog to keep you connected. Join the fun in Calumet February 28th as the Copper Dog begins, or catch the action on the Superior Properties 5th Street webcam on Pasty Central. It's the Copper Dog 150, February 28th through March 2nd, proudly sponsored by Pasty Central and Pastinet, Keweenaw's internet provider.
Return to play here in the second quarter. Lakes have the basketball. Left wing three is good. Blake Lebo hits one from distance, cuts it to a 25-7 game. Still a long way for the home team to go, but a turnover almost put back. Turtelot got it. Liam Turtelot missed the original, got his rebound attempt, and put it back for a 20-point stretch. 27-7. Bolts out in front. Winner plays Lancer Barriga on Friday night. And a foul is called, and it is going to be a push called against Noah Turtelot. His first, team's first here. If this score holds, we do believe the game is Dollar Bay hosting on Friday night. Lake Linden would host, of course, if they win, because they are the actual host school in the non-traditional bracket here. As Davatilla working against Liam Turtelot, turns at the free throw line, pulls up the jumper and scores it. To the far side, that's Turtelot again, going all the way towards the basket, working in against the Lakes Lebo, and not to be denied, Liam Turtelot looks like he is the first player in double figures in this game. Got him up to 11. Outside, 3-point for Lebo from the other end was no good. Home run pass to Noah Turtelot. What a catch and finish. That was an impressive play there. I thought that was going to go way over Turtelot on that one. He grabbed it and still managed to get a layup before getting buried under the basket. Nice play, 31-9. Turnaround play by Lebo's a nice one. He sinks the two, and we've got a timeout taken here by Dollar Bay. Lead remains 20, so certainly nothing to get too worried about for Dollar Bay's perspective, but they don't want things to get carried away and give some extra momentum to Lake Linden Hubble and want to play what their game's going to be. So Jesse Kentle is going to talk about it. He's been around the block a few times as a coach. Certainly was as no stranger to postseason coaching, having been the head man for their state final run handful of years ago. Right now, again, his team well in control, 31-11 here in the second quarter. So far, Lakes have burned two timeouts to try and right the ship. Blue Bolts take their first here, and looks like we've got ourselves a substitution as number 22, Connor Lytle, a senior, comes into the game for Yaney here. First time I've seen 22 on the floor. It is Noah Turtelot. He gets all the way to the basket. Hands towards Lytle. A little too much steam, though. And it's taken away by Lake Linden Hubble. Down to the corner. Barry. Back outside for three. It's too long, and it's rebounded by Lebo. Bodie Fortin was too long on the three. He'll get another try from the other side if he wants it. Had to work it back out as Caleb Kentle closed quickly. Lakes look like they're going to throw it away. Indeed, it is the call. Not tipped as it goes out of bounds in the corner And it'll be Dollar Bay basketball with 5:26 to go. Second quarter, 31-11 remains your second quarter score. And Kentola will slowly walk it across half court. Working to this near side. Ball goes out of bounds. Good call by our official there standing. And getting a great look at it there is Turtelot. Couldn't quite handle the pass. And it touched the sideline and out of bounds. So turnover for Dollar Bay. Lake's going to try to come back the other way here offensively. This is Davatilla. Pass down into the corner. Fortin working it around. Lebo, the free throw line. Back out for Bodie Fortin. Into the corner, Barry, head fake. We'll continue to move the basketball here. Lebo and Davatilla, right wing side. Top of the key for three, partially blocked and taken by the Blue Bolts all the way to the end. Turtelot, layup is good. That's Liam Turtelot. It's 33-11, 4.5 to go, first half. Davatilla worked all the way from the right to the left. Lebo, Barry, now to the post area and all the way to the other corner. The free throw line again and nearly taken away by Kentola. Barry looking, covered tightly and thrown off of a Blue Bolts player and out of bounds. More substitutions as Rosman back in. And our unnamed number 21 for Lakeland and Hubble. He's got the basketball right now. Again, not listed on my sheet. Davatilla gets inside. They call him for a traveling violation. Again, he tried the drop step there and couldn't get it. More than halfway through our second quarter now. 33-11. Dollar Bay out in front. They got a 16-0 run to start the game and have not looked back since. Turtelot, pullback. Jump shot is no good. Tap back by Colbert. Recovered by the Bolts. Noah Turtelot for Liam and for Colbert. Around the back goes Colbert. Outside, wide open. Kentola for three is good. Caleb Kentola with a second three-point shot of his evening, and it's 36-11. Tipped away by Kentola, but recovered by Fortin. Tipped again, but still able to hold it. Then it's lost, out of bounds, off the foot of Lakeland and Hubble. That was Bentley Rosman, and it is Bolts basketball. Into the near side corner. Nice pump fake. Drive to the basket. Going up hard with it there was Colbert. Got it partially blocked. Liam Turtelot gets the garbage. Puts it back at 4-1. Really nice job here by Liam Turtelot in this game here so far. He's crashed the glass nicely. He's got some putbacks. He's gotten high percentage shots and completes the three-point play. Foul goes on Josh Davatilla, who's only managed 4 points so far. His team has only managed 11. Throw and off the noggin of Rosman going on the baseline. Another turnover for the Lakes. And still trying to stop the bleeding is Brett Poisson. He's got a young team, though. Pretty much everybody who's playing in this game is... Returning next year, Josh Davatilla, a junior, but then you have a sophomore, freshman, sophomore. So this is a building year certainly for Lakeland and Hubble, and they would love to do so some more this year with a victory tonight and an opportunity to advance in the postseason. But right now things not working quite their way, and only a couple more timeouts for Coach Poisson to work with. 39-11, 2:30 to go in our first half. Caleb Kentelo, one of a few seniors on this Dollar Bay Tamarack City team, including Liam Turtelot, who's got the basketball right now. Going to the dribble there, trying to cross over. Couldn't quite do so. Sets it back for Kentelo. Kentelo into the corner. Turtelot closed off. Gets into the basket. Dumps off for Yaney for another layup. And the attention that Liam Turtelot draws has given Tyler Yaney a couple of easy putbacks right off the side of the basket. And 6 points for the Bolts freshman. Bounce pass down low. Looking for Lebo is taken away. Led ahead for Colbert. Fouled on the play. Looking for the strip there was Charlie Hainault. And Colbert will go to the free throw line here to shoot. And that is a good one. And second one, though, is short. Rebound by Liam Turtelot. The putback converts it to a three-point play. Lebo. Right in front of that Bolts bench again. I got another whistle and a foul called. It's going to be called on Colbert. It's going to be his first. Lebo tries to drive in against him. Not there. Dishes it off. Three-point shot. Fortin, no good. Dabatilla had the rebound. Put back for Hainault, no good. Hainault gets another try, and he's able to finish. Sophomore Charlie Hainault cuts it down, 44-13. Still a long way for the Lakes to go as we have a minute remaining here in the first half. Kentelo outside, going into Noah Turtelot back. Swung around for Liam. Liam drives in, into the corner. Colbert open for three. No. Rebound goes into the fence and out of bounds. It's been an impressive first half of play here for Dollar Bay, who's 19-2 on the season. Blocked shot on the other end. I think that's Turtelot who got his hand on that one. And Kentel is going to settle this one down for perhaps a one last shot. Liam outside for Colbert. And they will smartly work it around here and continue to eat some time. Kentel found himself wide open into the lane. Puts up the floater and scores. Down to 6 and 5. Over for Lebo. Fortin heaves one up at the buzzer. It is no good. And after one half of play, a dominating first half by the visitors, 46-13 is the score after one half of play. Dollar Bay, Tamarack City has scored over 20 points in each of these first two quarters. Lakeland and Hubble has been held to single digits in both of those quarters. We'll put together some of our unofficial stats as our halftime show is upon us. Lakeland and Hubble trailing Dollar Bay 46-13. You're listening to Boys High School District Basketball, number 98, on WMPL.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on Michigan Tech gear? The campus store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the campus store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
In today's real estate market, you need to work with a real estate professional you can trust. This is Adam Shirey with Remax Douglas Real Estate. I am dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise possible for my clients. Whether you are buying or selling your primary residence, a second home, or relocating to a new neighborhood, we can help make sure you get the best result possible. Contact us today via qnrrealestate.com by calling 906-482-1000 or stop into the offices of RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate on Sheldon Avenue in Houghton.
So some fast tallying of math gets me some of our numbers here, and Dollar Bay leading 46-13 after one half over Lakeland and Hubble. It's District 98 semifinals here in Lakeland. Winner will take on Lancer Berriga on Friday night, and right now Dollar Bay certainly is in control. Right now Liam Turtelot outscoring the entire Lakes team by himself with 18 in the first. Caleb Kentala matching the output of the Lakes with 13. Then you fall all the way down to 6 for Tyler Yaney, 5 for Baron Colbert, 4 for Noah Turtelot. All 5 starters have scored for Lakeland and Hubble's opponent, Dollar Bay, in this game. Meanwhile, the Lakes have found 4 players to score, all of them starters. It's 5 points for Blake Lebo, 4 points for Josh Davatilla, 2 each for Charlie Hanel and Bodie Fortin. And that's it. It's been a difficult one here in this game for the home team. They've got the home court advantage, but a 16-0 lead to start the game, and it's only built from there. Obviously, is Dollar Bay holding that 33-point edge here at the half. Now, of course, I said Turtelot with 18 and Caleb Kentala with 13 would be enough to outscore Lakeland and themselves. We take those two players off the score sheet, and for Dollar Bay, they would still have the lead as they've found some offense from a variety of different positions. So they've done real well here in this first half and looking to advance to another district final game. And in doing so, would host that game on Friday night, game you'd hear here on WMPL Radio. Again, our sister station, Mix 93, it's high school hockey. Houghton taking on Calumet, Region 17 championship game there tonight at the John McInnes Student Ice Arena. Husky basketball against Parkside tomorrow night on Mix 93. I'll have that for you. The pregame show starting at 5:15. And then on Saturday, I'll be back with you again with the Huskies taking on Roosevelt for Senior Day with the pregame at 11:45. And Husky hockey wrapping up the regular season at the SDC as well. John McInnes Student Ice Arena will host the Huskies and Bowling Green Falcons for the last of the regular season Friday and Saturday night, 7:07, 6:07 start times. All the Michigan Tech action can be heard on Mix 93 WKMJ and on the Civic Media app. We will take a timeout, and when we return, it is a chance for you to win a 12-pack of Pepsi, courtesy of Pepsi Cola of Houghton. It's on the way. Trivia next. 46-13, Dollar Bay the lead on WMPL Radio.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. Yes, give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
Ice-cold Mountain Dew sounds pretty good right now, and that jolt of energy is something that the Lakeland and Hubble Lakes would certainly like here to get their second half going as they trail 46-13. But it's time for our Pepsi trivia question. You could win a 12-pack of Pepsi courtesy of Pepsi Cola of Houghton if you get our trivia answer correct here tonight. Telephone number to call with your answers is 906-482-1330. Again, that's 906-482-1330. So the Lakes have had a tough offensive night here tonight, but not so much on Monday night when they took down the Chassel Panthers by a final score of 65-59, and one of the Lakeland and Hubble Lakes led all players with 29 points. Simply identify who that Lakeland and Hubble basketball player was who scored 29 for the home team on Monday night, and you can win a 12-pack of Pepsi, courtesy of Pepsi Cola of Houghton. Again, 906-482-1330. Name the Lakeland and Hubble Lakes boys basketball player who scored 29 points in Monday night's win over Chassel. 12-pack of Pepsi could be yours. Well, the Detroit Red Wings will be back in action finally tomorrow night after the long, long, long Olympic break. USA, of course, winning gold in both men's and women's ice hockey among their gold medals that they got here in the last couple of weeks. But the Red Wings will start off on the road with some games against, Canadian opponents to start things off. It'll be the Ottawa Senators tomorrow night. Be excited to see Red Wings back in their regular sweaters. And I'll be following along very closely. Then I think they have Nashville coming up on Saturday afternoon, something like that. But we'll keep, of course, close tabs on those games as Red Wing fans. Detroit Pistons still playing very well. I think they've got the remnants of the Oklahoma City Thunder here tonight. It sounds like they've got a bunch of their key players out for tonight. So the Pistons with a golden opportunity to rebound after the loss against San Antonio the other night. So some of the action going on around professional sports, and that includes the return of Taylor Decker. He announced that he will return for his 11th season with the Detroit Lions. He announced that yesterday, saying he will suit up again for the Honolulu Blue and Silver. And we'll anxiously await to see who joins him with the NFL Combine coming up here this week. This next week, I think it is. And plenty of NFL stuff always on the brain. We've got more basketball coming your way, however, here. We're a little under 2 minutes to go until the start of the second half. Lakeland and Hubble's got some work to do. They trail 46-13 at half. You're listening to High School Boys District Basketball on WMPL Radio.
It's once again scholarship season at Copper Shores Community Health Foundation. In total, Copper Shores will award more than a dozen scholarships to Copper Country students. Applications are open to students graduating in 2026 from Barraga, Calumet, Chassel, Dollar Bay, Tamarack City, Ewan Trout Creek, Hancock, Horizons, Houghton, Jeffers, Lake Linden, Launce, and Onsenagan High Schools. We have opportunities for students entering any field of study. Applications are due by February 27th. Learn more about Copper Shores scholarship opportunities at coppershores.org/scholarships.
Thinking about buying your dream home? At Range Bank, we make mortgage lending easy and stress-free. With low down payment options, more qualifying choices, and personalized service, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Whether it's your first home or your next investment, we've got the perfect loan for you. Apply online today and see how we can help make your home ownership dreams a reality. Visit rangebank.com or give me, Kim Cara, a call at 906-228-8812. Range Bank, where your journey home begins. Range Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh giant strawberries, 1 pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Our family butter, regular or unsalted, 16 ounce, $1.99 with 15 points. Our family ice cream, 48 ounce, $3.49 with 10 points. Our family chunker shred cheese, 8 ounce, 2 for 3 with 10 points. Must buy 2. Our family cooked shrimp, 61 to 70 count, 16 ounce. Shocker price at $4.99.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
We'll get back to play here in the second half. Dollar Bay starting with the basketball, and Baron Colbert will get a layup off the right side of the bucket to get us going here. With the first points of the second half, Dollar Bay picking up where they left off in the first, now leading 48-13. The outside, Barry. And here's Davatilla. Pull-up jump shot is a little too strong. No good. Rebounded by the Lakes. And working down the baseline was Blake Lebo, out of bounds off the missed shot. Last touched by Dollar Bay, and it will be Lakeland and Hubble basketball. Inbound goes to Davatilla. Another jump shot from the free throw line there is no good. Rebound taken by Dollar Bay. Noah Turtelot pushing ahead for Liam for three. It's good. Transition just like that. That quickly, and a turnaround for a couple of opportunities in the offensive end for the Lakes that came up empty. Hounding defense and jump ball is called as Noah Turtelot and Caleb Kentala tying up Josh Davitula along the baseline area. Lebo inbounds to Davitula. Another mid-range jump shot is no good. Rebound taken and pushed ahead for Noah Turtola. Bounce pass looking for Yaney's not there. Stolen away here as Lebo gets fouled trying to pass the ball ahead. It'll be the first foul called on Kentula. First one on either team here in this half. Down low and out of bounds. Last touch there by Yaney. Inbound will come from the near side baseline, or sidelines, excuse me, near the baseline area. As it's Bodie Fortin and Josh Davitula. Davitula, hard to the dribble here, has to go back outside, finds Travis Holbrook, and a pass back to the outside for a three-point attempt for Lebo was no good. Rebound taken for Dollar Bay. Kentula settling it down. Looking down low for Colburn on the baseline. He walks it back out for Kentula. Thought about the three. Doesn't take it, though. And they'll reset here. Down low, Liam Turtola. Nice jump move there to get himself open. Shot is up and scored. And Liam Turtola is a man who cannot be stopped here tonight. Chance to convert a three-point play after the foul. Cannot do so as it rims out. And the rebound taken by Lakeland and Hubble. Foul goes on Holbrook, senior number 45. Into the corner for three, no good. Fortin had the chance there. Double team on the baseline is evaded there by Yaney and pushed ahead to Liam Turtola. Now Kentula, another three-point shot. This one is no good. Rebound for Lebo. Lebo. Looking. Finally gets it to Davitula, who meets him at the basketball. Into the corner. Lebo wants to go baseline and is pushed that way by Colbert. Foul is going to be called. And we've got clock running here, it looks like, as we've got another substitution. Number 22, Lytle, back in for Dollar Bay. Second foul on Colbert. We've hit 40 points as separation here, so I think that might be where the situation comes, as the three-point shot is missed by Lakeland and Hubble and rebounded by Colbert. We've got it tipped a little bit there by Bodie Fortin, and then Colbert lost control of it, ended up knocking it out of bounds off of his knees. And we'll be back to the Lakes. Fort. Near side, Lebo. Cross court back. One touch for Holbrook. Two-point shot is no good. Rebound, Kentula. And Kentula. Slowly working across half court. For Turtelot. And out down low for Noah. Two-point shot is good, and a late foul off Holbrook. Going to give him another chance here for a Dollar Bay three-point play. This time, Noah Turtelot will go to the line. I don't think we had any winner on our Pepsi trivia question here tonight. The Lakeland and Hubble player who scored game-high 29 points in their win over Chassel on Monday night. 906-482-1330 is Noah Turtelot. Completes the three-point play this time around, and it's 56-13. Second foul called against Holbrook, and I believe he just checked out. Davitula, three, no. Rebound, Liam Turtelot. Turtelot getting going all the way. Work back outside for an open player for Landon Halkala into the game for the first time here. Number five for the Blue Bolts is a junior. Three-pointer, and that is a buried three-pointer there for Noah Turtelot. 59-13. Gas firmly to the floor here for Dollar Bay. Lebo able to dispatch his defender. Shot was no good, and for good measure, Liam Turtelot grabs that rebound after being burnt defensively. Kentola down low. This goes to Turtelot, fouled from behind as he misses the layup this time. And he'll head to the free throw line here. The foul called on Lakeland and Hubble. And first one is good. And that free throw, though, no good. And we got another foul. Is it a lane violation? Looks like Liam will head to the bench. Tyler Yaney will come back in. It will be Lakes basketball, though, as we hit 100 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Davatella outside Fortin. Bodie loses it and will not get it back. That one was going all over the place there on the floor. Defender in the area for it as well. And finally, a tied-up basketball possession went to Dollar Bay. And Caleb Kentola helping his dad have an easy job here tonight. Double figures for Caleb. And under a minute to go here in this third quarter, and not in any hurry to make anything happen. Kentola. A little stutter move now to the outside. Halkala. And Kentola again, not in any sense of urgency. 40 seconds to go. Keeps the dribble alive, however. And for Halkala in the corner. Almost lost it. Lytala, and now Kentola again, and they're just going to eat some clock. Not needing to score too much. Bonus into the corner. This is for Yaney. Shot is no good. Rebound tipped up and saved by the Lakes. Ahead for Lebo. Chance for a Lake shot here. Fortin for Lebo. A little too tight there on their spacing. As Davatella spins into the lane, loses it. Lytala got it stripped away, and Lakes will not get a shot off before the clock expires. And we are all set after four. And I don't see Lakeland and Hubble having scored at all in the third quarter. 60-13 is the score after three quarters of play. We'll step aside for a timeout. Fourth quarter up next here after 30-second break. This is Boys District Basketball on WMPL.
Our family likes to keep busy. Between hockey and volleyball dominating our weekends and all the travel that comes with it, we still make sure to squeeze in some outdoor adventures. We need insurance simplified, and that's what Turvo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turvo simplifies insurance for us. Turvo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
So some substitutions for Dollar Bay. Number four, Gaius Giroux coming into the game. He's a sophomore. Bennett Stevens, a freshman. Number three in. Number 11, Dane Torrey, a sophomore, a junior. We also have Halkala in there. And Lytala. Lakes don't appear to have made many substitutions just yet. Dribble, and the shot is up and good. By our unnamed player. Misses the free throw, but the rebound for Davatella. Long two is no good. Davatella trying again. Another rebound, another put back there. And four quick points there for 21 in white. 60-17. Quick play the other way. Lytala. Going to get that one. Oh, Three-point shot, Davatilla will answer. And the Lakes offensive explosion of 7 points in the first minute of the fourth quarter after being held with a bagel in quarter three. I don't know the last time I saw somebody not score in a quarter in high school basketball. We almost saw that, I almost saw that the last high school game I did a couple of weeks ago. Lytle's shot is no good. Collects his own rebound, tries to push it outside to Halkala. Can't do it. Stolen away by the Lakes. Pull-up jumper for Bentley Rosman is good. And it seems like a little too late for the Lakes, unfortunately, as they're finally getting their shooting stroke to come on in. Lytle, three, is no good. Rebound by Bodie Fortin. Blake Lebo goes in, puts it up, and scores. Where has this been the first three quarters of the game? The shooting percentage is not there for Lakeland and Hubble, and now here in the fourth, it's been. And we've got a whistle and a foul. And it is the third foul on 21 in Lakeland and Hubble colors. Getting down low and not there. It's taken away again by the Lakes. Far side, this is Fortin for an open player down the middle, and a score. Michigan Tech pep band would be happy for a palindrome right now. Stolen away here. Lakes are going to blow this one open with a layup by Blake Lebo. 62-28. And to the dribbling around Lytle. For Stevens. Inside Halkala. Back out for Stevens. Stevens goes right to the basket, gets blocked, and a foul is going to be called in the play. And that's going to be four on 21. Free throw for Bennett Stevens is good. Substitutions as Davatilla will exit, Fortin will exit, Lebo will go out as well. Back in Rosman. And Holbrook. And unnamed 22 out there now for Lakeland and Hubble. Second free throw is good for Bennett Stevens, 64-28. Lakes working it around the three-point arc. Here's Rosman. Stops. Turns. And out for Holbrook. Lakes will work it around. And out of bounds, it will be Dollar Bay basketball. Dollar Bay with under 3 minutes to go here. 3 minutes from advancing. Down low for a pass for Nico Reed, number 10 into the game for the first time. Nico is an eighth grade varsity basketball player here. Underneath looking for Halkala. And knocked away by Rosman. Halkala left open for three, and it's good. Landon Halkala hits the three, 67-28. Quickly working down the other end here is Lakeland and Hubble. Into the lane, shot is up. It is no good. Rebound by Halkala. And Landon gets it stripped away. Rosman leading it ahead. Layup No! Rebound by Stevens, and he's fouled. Winner our Pepsi trivia question here tonight, Brittany Bushel of Hubble, correctly identifying Josh Davitola was the leading scorer for the Lakes against Chassel. Leading scorer for the entire game with 29 points. Josh Davitola, the right answer. Congratulations, Brittany, a 12-pack of Pepsi. Available at our studios during business hours in downtown Hancock. Another substitution is Jaron Moylan, another 8th grade varsity basketball player in there for Dollar Bay. Here, everybody getting into the game. Three-point shot is no good for Dollar Bay, and it's rebounded by the Lakes. Nearly losing it. There was Rosman. Pull-up jump shot is no good. Rebound taken by Stevens again. On the drive and down low, looking and scoring is Garrow. And with a minute to go here, it is 69-28. The dribble. Rosman spins in, misses on the shot, and rebound taken by Reed. Reed, little hesitation move. Got the ball knocked away, but recollects and into the corner. Work back outside towards Moylan and is taken away by the Lakes. Layup is, again, no good. Putback is no good. And the rebound will go to Dollar Bay. And we're at 20 seconds remaining here. Pull-up shot off the glass is scored by Dane Torrey. Gets the high shot off the glass with 11 seconds remaining. And the clock going to pause here with 7.7 to go. And the clock running as the inbound for Holbrook, who's going to heave one up and nearly bank it in for his final shot of his high school career. And that is where things end. 71-28, the final score in today's game. The Lakes outscored their first half in the fourth quarter, 4-9-0-15 for the Blue Bolts. They progressively scored fewer in each of their quarters, 25, 21, 14, and 11 in their respective quarters. And our post-game show will come up where I'll try to, again, math my way through and get you your final numbers. Dollar Bay advances to the final on Friday night. You're listening to Boys High School District Basketball, District 98 on WMPL.
There's a great selection of T-shirts and sweatshirts at Surplus Outlet. Brand names include Logo Wear, Souvenir Styles, Michigan Tech and Finlandia gear too. Plus stickers, mugs, calendars, playing cards, T-shirts, and other UP-themed gifts. Surplus Outlet, downtown Houghton.
Pat's Foods and Festival Foods.
Fresh, local, and convenient.
Fresh giant strawberries, one-pound package, $2.99 with 10 points. Our family butter, regular or unsalted, 16-ounce, $1.99 with 15 points. Our family ice cream, 48-ounce, $3.49 with 10 points. Our family chunker shred cheese, 8-ounce, 2-for-3 with 10 points. Must buy two. Our family cooked shrimp, 61-70-count, 16-ounce. Shocker priced at $4.99.
Your neighborhood Pat's Food Store.
If you're considering selling, we're here to market your home or property and help you get it sold. I'm Barb Parker with RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate. We have a reputation of being persistent and professional. We stand behind that reputation and lead the way as a top agency in our market. When you're ready to sell, contact us and we'll get the job done. We can be reached at 482-1000 or stop by our downtown Houghton office. RE/MAX Douglas Real Estate, online at KeweenawRealEstate.com.
Racing across the Keweenaw, it's the Copper Dog 150, coming soon. In areas without cell service like Copper Harbor, you'll find Pastinet Wi-Fi free during the Copper Dog to keep you connected. Join the fun in Calumet February 28th as the Copper Dog begins, or catch the action on the Superior Properties 5th Street webcam on Pasty Central. It's the Copper Dog 150, February 28th through March 2nd, proudly sponsored by Pasty Central.
I have about 3 minutes more of ads I need to do. R. Okay.
simplified. And that's what Turbo provides. Whether you're working with Jeff Mickish, Mike Mikola, or Dale Caro in Hancock, or Ryan Reapy in Marquette, Turbo simplifies insurance for us. Turbo Agency is a provider of auto owner's insurance. Auto owners for your life, home, car, and business.
Back here on WMPL, our semifinal here in Lake Linden is complete. 71-28, the final score. Dollar Bay gets their third victory over Lake Linden Hubble this season, and it started off with a flurry, scoring the first 16 points of today's game, outscoring Lake Linden Hubble 25-4 through the first quarter. It was a strong second quarter as well, as the Blue Bolts outscored the Lakes 21-9 to lead 46-13 at the half. Things didn't get better in the third quarter, unfortunately, for Lake Linden Hubble, as they were held scoreless. Well, Dollar Bay, Tamarack City poured in 14, extending their lead 60-13 after the third quarter. The Lakes would end up winning the fourth quarter 15-11, but obviously not enough at that point. You saw some running time coming along there as the second half progressed and really moved this game along pretty quickly and got us all wrapped up in the better part of an hour here. Leading scorer in the game goes to Liam Turtelot. He was virtually unstoppable in the first half, and don't think he played in the fourth quarter really at all. 24 points for Turtelot in this game, one of three Blue Bolts in double figures. Caleb Kentlow scored all 13 of his in the first, and Noah Turtelot scored 10 over the course of the game. Then we see 7 from Baron Colbert, 6 from Taylor Yaney, 3 for Landon Halkala, and 2 apiece for Bennett Stevens, Gaius Giroux, Dane Torrey, and Connor Lytala. For the Lake Linden Hubble Lakes, the leading scorer for them on the day was Blake Lebo, who finished with 9. Josh Davitala with 7. He was hounded pretty much defensively all night long. Our player wore number 21, and I hate to not have the name of who that player is, but unfortunately I don't have it on the roster here. He scored 6 points to be one of the leading scorers on the team. Then you had just a couple from Bodie Fortin and from Bentley Rosman, along with Charlie Hainault, for their team total of 28. So nobody cracking double figures there for Lakeland and Hubble, while 3 for Dollar Bay. And that kind of told the entirety of the story. Lakes weren't able to find a lot of offense, and Dollar Bay was able to get plenty from several different players here tonight. So Dollar Bay advances to Friday night's District 98 championship game, which will be held at Dollar Bay against the winner of Barragallant, which is underway right now as well and probably getting close to wrapping up. But there should be a pretty tight battle between a couple of close neighbors there, both 15-6 overall. So we'll see who advances out of that one to take on Dollar Bay on Friday night. Another timeout here to wrap up our post-game show. Final score again, 71-28. Dollar Bay gets the victory on WMPL.
Calling all Huskies. Need to stock up on machine tech gear? The Campus Store in the Memorial Union and University Images at the Student Development Complex have all your Husky essentials. Hoodies, socks, hats, and everything in between. Perfect for game day or a snow day. Whether you're a student, alum, or fan, we've got you covered. Visit the Campus Store or University Images and get ready to cheer on the black and gold. Go Huskies!
Are you weighing decisions about your financial future? Not sure where to start? Our team of wealth management advisors at Superior National Bank are ready to guide you. Whether you're getting close to retirement or just getting started in your career, we are here to provide clarity to your financial picture. For over 130 years, you have trusted us to guide you in your financial decision-making. Our team has the knowledge and skill to assist you in growing your future. Superior National Bank, and always a superior experience.
In our unique community, Bold isn't just a typeface or a snack mix flavor. Bold is an attitude, a way of life. Pursuing your goals with confidence and determination. It means stepping up, standing out, and turning possibilities into reality. A bold community deserves a bold college. And Go Give It Community College is proud to offer an affordable path to your career and life goals. Visit gogiveit.edu and start planning your bold future. Go Give It Community College. Go Bold.
Fine Line Tire, your local tire store, has always been there when you needed them the most. Whether for repairs or to put on a set of the right snow tires for your driving needs. They're here for you to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Fine Line Tire in Hancock and Houghton, where we serve you, the guest.
Why shop at Kirkus Furniture? The UP has been depending on Kirkus Furniture since 1913. Their 32,000 square foot showroom is filled with quality name brand furniture, dependable appliances, gorgeous floor coverings, and state-of-the-art home electronics. Whatever you need for your home, Kirkus has it. Kirkus has a friendly, knowledgeable staff, including an interior designer, always offers low, low prices, and has an in-store service department that can take care of your problem on site. Kirkus Furniture in Houghton, open Monday through Saturday at 8:30. Always free delivery anywhere in the UP.
Surplus Outlet has a great selection of pocket knives and multi-tools from Victorinox, Swiss Army, Buck, and Leatherman. Check out the purses, backpacks, totes, wallets, and belts as well. You'll find a variety of styles and brands at Surplus Outlet. Downtown Houghton, open daily.
Getting ready to wrap things up here in Lake Linda tonight. It's certainly not the way the Lakes would have liked to finish things off, and as the game not as competitive in the postseason here as they would have liked to, but for the most part, you got a lot of players set to come back for Coach Poisson next year. I rattled off some of the underclassmen. Really, there's only two seniors listed on the roster I had here tonight, but in terms of starters, none of those players actually were. Davitola is a junior with three sophomores and a freshman starting here tonight, so plenty to look forward to for Lake Linden Hubble basketball in the coming year and years. And I do expect that they'll be a little bit more to be reckoned with as time moves along. Meanwhile, Dollar Bay will lean certainly on the experience of players like Liam Turtelot and Caleb Kentala in their matchup on Friday night at home, whether it's Launce or Barriga. They will certainly have the crowd behind them here. And it's interesting how the two semifinal games went with Barriga and Launce being so close geographically, and then you get Dollar Bay and Lake Linden pretty close geographically, and in the first round, Chassel kind of just lingering there in the middle of the two of those schools, or the four of those schools when it's all said and done. So that's where we're at with that. Don't forget, on our sister station, Mix 93, tonight we've got the high school hockey Region 17 championship game from the John McInnes Student Ice Arena. Jimmy the Greek Junior Young has that game going on for you right now. I'll be back with you tomorrow night at the Michigan Tech Student Development Complex as the Huskies take on Parkside in the first of weekend double for men's and women's basketball. Huskies men already guaranteed a quarterfinal host next Wednesday night. Tickets are on sale now. You can visit the Michigan Tech ticket office, give them a call, or visit buyhuskiestickets.com, and you can get yourself quarterfinal GLIAC tickets, and hopefully with any luck, next Wednesday night, there'll be some more basketball at the SDC. But that'll do it for us here from Lake Linden Hubble tonight. Thanks to Naomi working back at her studios in downtown Hancock. I, meanwhile, will talk to you on WMPL on Friday night, as this district final will take place from Dollar Bay. Again, your final score tonight, it was Dollar Bay 71, Lake Linden Hubble 28. Good night, everyone, from Lake Linden.
This has been MHSAA High School Basketball on WMPL Radio. Brought to you by Fine Line Tire, Kirkus Furniture, Superior National Bank, Campione Enterprises, including Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, Remax Douglas Real Estate and the Frank A. Douglas Agency, Erickson Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply, Turbo Agency, Michigan Tech Campus Store and University Images, Range Bank, Cogebic Community College, Pasty Central. High School Basketball on WMPL Radio is a Civic Media presentation made possible by the MHSAA.